Tonight's shir, Simen Yudalid, Sif Aleph, and Sif Beis. Simen Yudal, Dinei Tzitzis Sha'ason, Eina Yehudi, V'Nashim, V'Tal Sh'ula. The halachas of tzitzis that were made by a non-Jew, by women, and borrowed talis. Sif Aleph. Tzitzis Sha'ason, Eina Yehudi, Posel. If a non-Jew makes the tzitzis, then it's possible. The chesiv, like it says, Da'abir al-Bnei Yisrael, La'afuke eno Yehudi, says B'nei Yisrael in the Pasuk to the exclusion of non-Jews. V'ha'isha kasher la'asosan, but a woman can make the tzitzis. The Rama adds, V'yesh machmirim, la'hatzuch anoshim she'yasu osan. Some are strict that men have to make the tzitzis. V'tov la'asos kein l'chadchila, and that would be l'chadchila, that a man should make the tzitzis and not a woman. Mishnah Berurah, sifkan alf, she'asan. Tzitzis that were made by a non-Jew, perishahe tilam ba'beged, but referring to who puts the strings through the hole into the garment. If a non-Jew does it, it's possible. Afila b'Yisrael omen al-gabo, umalamdeh la'sos l'shma, even if a yid is standing right over him and instructing him to do it l'shma, it doesn't work. De'ilu im tivon ena Yehudi o'shizon, if a non-Jew had spun the strings or twisted the strings, but often zeh kosher l'harosh, the rosh held that would be good enough. Happens to be the Rambam says it's no good in such a case. But we hold like the Rosh that a non-Jew can make the strings with a Yisrael Omel Gabov watching over him. But it doesn't work to actually put the strings on the garment. That's possible. This is referring specifically if the non-Jew puts the strings through the hole in the corner. Or he does the winding of the first set or the beginning knot. But if a yid made that first knot and that first set of twisting around the strings, the non-Jew finishes the rest of the sections and knots. The Einan Rak La Mitzvah B'Alma, the rest is just the Mitzvah B'Alma. Kosher, that will be okay. So even though we exclude a non-Jew from actually making the tzitzis by putting the strings on the beged, because it says, Da'abir al-Bnei Yisrael, that's limited to the Torah definition, which would be that first set with the knots, putting it through the hole, knotting it, winding it, second knot, and if you stop there and the guy did the rest, it will be okay.
Where's the drasha? That's
machlek is the second knot. Lahatzuch anoshim. So the b'nei yisrael b'nei yisrael to exclude non-Jews and it does not exclude women. The Ramah says yesh machmirim lahatzuch anoshim. Va'afilu oimer al gabam lamahani. And again, for a man to stand over the woman who is making the tzitzis and telling her to do it l'shma, it won't help. Mishum dehadach six, it says, B'nei Yisrael v'asu, mashma gam lamat b'nos Yisrael. So it says, B'nei Yisrael should make it, as opposed to b'nos Yisrael. Sifkan gimel.
Wait, one second. But what the drasha is, he says, the Mechaber says it's okay, and the Ramah says it's a chumrah.
Yesh machmir.
Yesh machmir. Mm-hmm. But look in the Mishnah Berurah, turning to a full drasha.
The machmir dashing like that. The machmir make this drasha. So they require men to do it. And again, this is referring to putting the strings into the garment. But women certainly can spin the threads for the tzitzis and twist the threads for the tzitzis as long as it's on the shema. So Ramoth concludes, have a man do it. And that is fit and proper. The same way that we want a man to put the strings in the garment, so too we don't want a child who's under bar mitzvah to put the strings in the garment. But if he is bar mitzvah, even though he doesn't have sa'aros, or I think it means we don't know that he has sa'aros, we're not going to be machmer, even l'chadchila. It's fine. V'haratz ha'sachayim meikal afil l'chadchila de katan ha'sachayim, says you can even use a katan l'chadchila. For kol zedavka begadol omegabo, of course you need a gadol standing over him on the other side to make sure it's done lishma. Aval av hachi, but otherwise afilim kvar hitim lakotam beged, even after a child put it in the garment, tzarech lahatirim lachzor l'itnam, you'd have to take it out and redo it if there was no adult over him instructing him to do it lishma. So when it comes to a katan who's already reached bar mitzvah, so now we're not makbid to investigate Sa'aros because anyway there are shitas that a katan could do it. So Mamela, in such a case, basically svek sveka. Safik he has Sa'aros, and even if you tell me he doesn't, he's a katan, there are those who hold a katan, that's fine. What was the question?
Usually for derises we're
machmir. Right, and that's what you have to say what I just said. That's where you have to come out to the svek sveka. Even though for derises you're machmir, in this case you have a svek sveka, because even on the side that he's a katan, the Rashidas hold that it's fine. By saying Kiddush Friday night, no one says a katan can be motzi gadol. So now you can't be something chazaka derava. Laning parsha zocher, no one says a katan can do it for gadol. So you can't rely on chazaka derava. But here there are those who say a katan is fine. There are those who hold a katan is perfectly fine. That's the arzachaim lechatchila. Sifkan hey lechatchila, we hold that a lady should not make the tzitzis. Al b'diavad mutter, b'diavad if she made the tzitzis, it would be good. Even if no one's standing over her, she's trusted to say, I did it l'shem mitzvah. So the Ber Halacha brings in the first Ber Halacha, l'hatzruch anoshim, near the end, the last four lines, he says it's poshut. There's no machlekes b'chlal that a child can make his own dal kanfas. He could put the strings on his own beged. As long as it's going to age, mitzitzis will make you bar levisha, lahotzias asmo mitzitzis, provided he's chinuch age, so now he's midorbonim, mechui mitzitzis, and he wears the garment, and he's mitzitzis himself. So that's poshut. You're in camp, and they take the kids, 11, 12-year-olds, and they teach them how to make tzitzis. They're not aware of the godim they make for themselves. That's no shayla. The yaiser nearly, then the Ber Halacha goes right there. It's even more to me. That when he turns 13, he doesn't have to undo it. It's already b'diavad, it's done. We don't worry about b'nei tam shi'it who holds that a cotton can't do it because he's not a bar chiyuv. As long as he knows for himself they did it lishma. The child who makes tzitzis for an adult, gatenished. There's no omel gaba, forget about it. No Gabbav, take it apart and redo it. He makes it for himself. No Omer Gabbav. He knows what he did. He knows the Lashma. He can wear it when he's a katan. Zokta Mishri can wear it when he's a gadol. He can wear the same garments because he knows he did it Lashma. For someone else, he's not Naaman. For himself, he is Naaman. So there's a note that I put, which is not in the Sefer here, that there's a Sefer from a Blau Zichron Vocha, where he writes about this Mishnah Berurah, that Anshi Maisa. It's a fascinating language. Anshei Mais is a term you use for senior chosh of people. This is a bar mitzvah boy. And Anshei Maisa, Mishinasa bar mitzvah, Matur Hatzitzis she'osa b'katnusu, Matur Hatzitzis mechadosh. That he saw in Yerushalayim that when the kids became bar mitzvah, they take apart the beggar they made when they were katanim and restring it as an adult. Even though Mishnah Berurah says you don't have to. Mr. Burr says, Mefurish, Mir Locha, if he knows for himself he did it properly, so good, no one else trusts me, but I can wear it myself, my bar mitzvah. This is Anshei Maisa, he saw that they would take apart the tzitzis, and they wouldn't rely on this. But this is it's a very chiddush of the Mr. Burr, that for a katan for zich, he's neman. If he says, I did it l'shma, it's good for himself. Se'if beis. Hitl Yisrael tzitzis bebeged below kavana. A yid put the tzitzis in the garment without kavana. There's no other tzitzis to make it better, so he can rely on the Rambam who says it's good. But not to make a bracha on the ones he has. So essentially, he's saying like this: if there's no other pair, no other garment to wear instead of this one, so then you'll wear it without a bracha. If there's another garment, use another garment, and if you could fix it up, you fix it up. But if there's nothing else to wear, the Rambam holds this is good. Mr. Bursif Kanavav, below Kavana, he made it without Kavana. What does that mean to say? Sha'asa ha'kesha ha'el yoin, shumi derisively Kavana. The first knot, which is min ha'teira, he did without any thought. Avon kosher kesher elyon v'chliya ax b'kavana. But if the first knot and the first wrappings was done with kavana, afal pishos hashar hakasham v'chol yosah hakach shalom lishma, even though everything else was not done lishma, gam b'diket sitzes achem yeshahach shir inat, there's other begadim to wear, he doesn't have to. This is fine. Because the only time that it's ma'akev de lishma is in the beginning of putting in the string, tying that first knot, the winding around, and the next knot next to it, that's it. Sifkan zayin ala ram shemashu kolayin the Rambam. Afilim osa hataliyah v'gam kol k'sham v'achli shol kavan. The Rambam was matir if putting it through the hole, all the knots, all the windings, without thought. The sphere, because he holds, avagav de boi tevi lishma, even though spinning the thread to make spinning the tzitzis threads, needs lishma, mikamokam hataliyah l'boi lishma, putting it in the garment does not need lishma. He learns it from the pasuk Bnei Yisrael, lafuge ovid gilulim, to exclude a non-Jew. Shema minoy diyisob li kavana kosh. That means a yid under any circumstances good, even without kavana. The ain loy ma yatir me habeged v'yachsov yidim mekavana shem mitzvah. So he doesn't say to untie them and put them back in with kavana. Why not? Simple etza. Just take them off and redo them with klishma. Yishlam b'demayish v'samach Shabbos. It's a case that's very close to Shabbos. Vein shalasat yim l'kashm, there's no time to untie them and retie them. Inami or, shenifzak echem rashav, one of the strings tore. V'miyatirim, if it unties them, he also lachzer v'lenu beg, now he can't put it back again. K'moshe kosev simen yud beis. We said it's simen beis, if you made it kosher and it tore, it's fine. But if you're redoing it, now that you untie it, you have to take everything apart, you can't put it back in, you have to exchange the string. Sifkan ches lo yivar chalob. You can be sonach on the Rambam, you're not going to make a bracha. Afilum lo asa rak hatachiv v'kanash lo shema. Even if all you did was put the strings through the hole without kavana, that's already enough that you can't make the bracha. V'kol shkenim asa hakesher al yon shabbat shema. Certainly if the knot, that top knot, was made without kavana. The Rashi and Rosh for Tosfos Sfirlu Debinim and Diraisa Gam Kain Tli Lishma, because Rashi, Rosh, and Tosfos all hold that min haTorah, not only do you need to spin the strings Lishma, you have to put it in the bag of Lishma. Ukrod Demiat Ovid Galulim, the pasuk that excludes a guy, Tzarech, and I think the parish should have said Tzarech Loimar, Afilu Yisrael Omin Gabom Al De Lishma. That means even if the Yisrael is there and telling him to do it Lishma, it's still no good because he's a guy. And therefore the Miat is, the yid has to do it lishma. It doesn't help for the goy to do it lishma with the yisrael omer gabav. Al ken tzarich li zohel lechatchila kaim tzliyah beged, and therefore one has to be very careful before he puts any strings in his beged. Sheyotzi b'sfasov befeirush, that he explicitly says the words. Shatoyla kol elu hatzitzis shem tzitzis, he's going to hang all these strings shem tzitzis. Ukmosh eksanli elbasimin alf in tviyah, she's the same way I said by spinning and twisting. So what he's saying is that the way to deal with the situation is to avoid the machlokes rishonim, obviously, and to specify verbally that you're doing everything you're going to do is going to be lishma. Now he points out that there's a number of notes in the Be'er Halacha that are significant. First of all, there's a shayla in the Rambam. Is the Rambam saying that im am have in mind not lishma, that it's also good? And the Be'er Halacha Hitli Yisrael starts by saying that the Beis Yosef understood in the Rambam that even if you didn't mamish shalol lishma, it's good. As opposed to Rashi, Rosh and Tosfos, that not only do you need lishma, if it's stam, it's no good. But he concludes by saying he found Shuvas Mishnas Yankiv, that the Rambam also was only makel b'stam. And we assume stam is a shema. Again, the language of the Mechaber, the Yid put the tzitzis in the beged without kavan, without thought. So that's called stam. Stam das. Nothing specific, yay or nay. So stam is a shema. Even in the Rambam. That's what he's concluding. And if he had in mind not lishma, then everyone agrees it's possible. Even the Rambam would agree it's no good. Again, that's the din in this first Be'er Halacha. So we're going to learn that even the Rambam holds it has to be lishma. Everyone's lishma. The machlokes is stam enough to be lishma, or do I have to actually proactive proclaim the lishma? So then the next Be'er Halacha says, so what if I just think it? What if I just think it and I don't say it? So he says, if I thought lishma, I hold you can make a bracha on it. The Rambam says I did it below kavona, on that you don't make a bracha, because that's stam. Rashi, Rosh Tosfos has to be lishma. So the Mishnah Berurah says lechatchila, you got to speak it out. What if I think it without speaking it out? So again, it's a shtickle like mimon hashach. If you hold, there are those who hold that thinking is good enough. I don't have to spell it out. And even if you tell me thinking is not enough, according to Rambam, it's also good. So again, it's like a sveik sveika, to be make, he says, zichu, you can make a bracha, as long as you thought the machshava. You have the sveik sveika, maybe machshava is good enough, and maybe halacha can Rambam. He spells it out in the next Be'er Halacha. The Be'er Halacha goes on to say, in the V'maschah below Kavona, where he writes that if you have machshava alone without speaking it out is good enough, you know, chatchila yoyser toiv to spell it out like I wrote in the Mishnah Berurah. He says, "Daod, you should know more." The nearly dafila mekavon l'shmo lo hayarak the assistance of Yishayin v'ashar kol b'stama. If he did the first beginning l'shmo, spelling it out, and the rest was stam, mikomol kam yochal levarach, you can make a bracha because you say kol ha'oisa das Yishayin ha'oisa. You have another cloud that everything follows the way you start, even though it's two separate pulos. So ideally, you're going to say out, whatever I do is going to be l'shem mitzvah, and then you're not relying on kol ha'oisa das Yishayin ha'oisa. But l'maisa, if you start off l'shma, he says you'll have the kol ha'oisa das Yishayin ha'oisa. Now, as far as the whole view of the stam l'shma over here, there's a lengthy Be'er Halacha lo yivarech alav on the next page. And basically, he gets into the issue of, can we assume that there's l'shma? Because why else are you putting these strings in this baggage? And he wants to say that our talesim that are miyuchud at the time you buy them, just for the mitzvah tzitzis, bevadai, when you put the tzitzis in, you're doing the same mitzvah tzitzis. There's no other reason why you'd be doing it. I wrote this, he says, lahatzdik haminig, that are not, people are not careful with us. But kol yerushimayim yachim al atzmo, to be zor, to actually say before she's toilet or son shem tzitzis. So lemaisa, you have a strong stam l'shma when it comes to a talis, because why else am I doing this? Who goes around with strings hanging off their clothes? I don't have it on my other clothes. I only have it on my four-cornered clothes. So obviously you're doing l'shem tzitzis. If this was a decoration, I'd put it on my rounded cornered clothes and my square cornered clothes, and I'd put it on my three cornered clothes. The fact that I'm only doing it on my four cornered garments is obviously stam l'shma. And the Rosh Tosfos said, no, there's no stam, you got to spell it out. But even the Rambam, the whole vort was, why else am I doing it? Now that the Mishnah Berurah says, you can go weiter, that maybe even in the Rosh, maybe in the other shitas, they would agree that today we don't wear clothes in general with tzitzis. We only wear for the mitzvah. Talis kotel and talis gadol.
Did they back then?
They wore it in other things too. So that's what he wants to tie it. Since our clothing are miyuchud for the mitzvah, that could be even they would agree that stam l'shma like the Rambam. He says, l'mais, I'm trying to matzdik people who aren't careful. L'halocha, you certainly should spell it out. And if you didn't spell it, you should think it. There's like one of the main halachas you have to learn. People get all caught up. How many times you wind? The seventh, eighth. None of that's ma'akev. L'shma is ma'akev. You have to have l'shma. Right? But this is a mayashiv minig. If you're not careful, he wants to say it's because it's built in like automatic.